Again, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Dream Team Prayer Line. I'm going to be starting a series of topics, and actually, this particular one, and I like to, when everyone or someone I say, okay, did you know? Well, that is the subject. Did you know? You may say, know what? Glad you asked, because we're going to be starting a series of various topics as the scriptures dictate, and so that we know the word of God. Amen. Paul said, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren. You have to know what thus saith the Lord. If you're going to live, we're going to live a victorious life. If we're going to live a life that the Lord is pleased with, you're going to have to know the word of God. So, did you know? You'll find me in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, 16 through to 17 verses. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified version. Praise God. Did you know? Did you know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Did you know that? Did you know if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy? Oh, my God. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are? We are the temple of God. We are God's sanctuary. We, the people of God, we are God's, his spirit lives within us. God's spirit has his permanent dwelling place. In other words, his home is in you and I. It's in the believers. Did you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If you recall, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of the living God didn't really dwell in man. It came upon man, but it didn't really dwell in him. But it dwelled in the tabernacle. And they would move the tabernacle from place to places or whatever. But this tabernacle, it was a sacred place where, you know, where a holy God would dwell among men on earth. But not just anybody could go into that tabernacle. Not anybody could enter the Holy of Holies. Even the high priest, he had to make sure he was cleansed. He had to make sure that he could offer up a sacrifice for himself first, and that God accepted it, and then he could offer up sacrifice for the people. But thanks be to God right now because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that he made on the cross. God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, they live on the inside of mankind. Say amen to that. How privileged we are, how blessed we are because that God, the Godhead, the Godhead lives on the inside of us. We're going to be doing quite a bit of reading tonight because, see, I don't want you to take my word for it. My word is not important, but the word of God is important. Praise God. And I'm going to read that same scripture, 1 Corinthians 3, 16 through 17. And I'm going to read, I want you to hear what the Message Bible, how the Message Bible puts it. It says, remember, we're talking about, did you know? Did you know or you realize, don't you, that you are the temple of God and God himself is present in you? Do you realize that? No one will get by with vandalizing God's temple. You can be sure of that. God's temple is sacred and you, remember, are the temple. Goes on to say, don't fool yourself. Don't think that you can be so wise and merely being up to date with the times. But see, God is not mock. That's what the scripture says. Don't fool yourself. Don't deceive yourself. God is not mocked. As a man soweth, so shall he reap. Oh, I can tell you, it's going to be tight tonight, but it is right, because I'm giving you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Did you know? I'm going to want you to turn over just a few pages to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, 15th through the 20th verse. And again, this is the Amplified. Praise God. All right, and it reads, do you not see and know that your bodies are members, your bodily parts of Christ, the Messiah? Am I therefore to take the parts of Christ and make them parts of a prostitute? Never, never. Oh, my God. That is direct. In other words, do you not know that every part of us, it belongs to God? It belongs to Him. We are made for the glory and honor of God. And see, God is a holy God, and He's only going to dwell in a holy temple. Praise God. Verse 16 says, or do you not know and realize that when a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? Did you know that? The two, it is written, shall become one flesh. But the person who is united to the Lord becomes one spirit with Him. My God. That is awesome. That's letting us know to whom you lend your members or give your members to. That's who you serve, and that's what you become. My God, it's saying that, do you not know that? Verse 18 says, shun, stay away from immorality and all sexual looseness. Flee from impurity in thought. Don't dwell on it. Don't sit there and look at one show after the next on immoral stuff and things that are just not right. And how can you expect to keep the mind of Christ and keep your mind stayed on Him if you're watching that or whatever? In other words, it says, in your thought, cleanse that. And don't lend even your word or this deed. Any other sin, think about it. Did you know? Any other sin which a man commits is one outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. That is clear. That is to the point. This is what the Lord is saying. This is what Paul is saying to the church at Corinth, because there was a whole lot of looseness there. There was a whole lot of things, immorality. And he's saying, brethren, he's talking to the brethren, this should not be named, not even once, among you. Get away from that. Shun that. How can you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which would be our reasonable service? If we lend ourselves and our body and our minds and our time and everything to the things that are totally, totally against the word of God. Yes, this is tight word tonight. It is. It's word for every one of us. My God. Because we can see how the enemy is taking over. Even you pay attention to the commercials. Do you see that nobody, they're not trying to hide this? You see two men on a commercial kissing and hugging each other. It's out in the open. Two women hugging each other. My God, there's no shameness. There is no accountability or even regard for God or God's people. People, we have to be aware. Saints of God, we must understand that we are living, yes, pastors preached last night, in perilous times. Amen. But did you know that your body is the temple? It's the very sanctuary Here Paul is saying it again to the Corinthians. I just read it a few chapters ago, and he's saying it again. Do you know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? See, we are not our own. God has given us his Spirit. You know, we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. That's what the next verse says. You and I, we were bought with a price. Amen, somebody. Purchased with a preciousness and paid for by his own son, by Jesus Christ, the precious blood of Jesus. Since you know all of this, the word says, so then honor God and bring glory to him in your body. Oh, I tell you, it's tight, but it is right. Amen. Praise God. It is right. My God, Lord, help us to walk upright before you. Yes, yes. And do the things that honor you, that use our members to express the love for you. And the Bible said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. In fact, that was the next scripture I wanted to read. In John 14:23, it says, Jesus answered, and he said unto him, if a man love me, if, that's what he's saying, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him, and we will make our abode with him. That means we will take up residence in him. We will reside in him. We will live within him. So make your temple, your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, make it your dwelling place where Christ comes to live, where the Holy Spirit dwells. Yes, yes. Praise God. And he said, again in John 14:16-17, just a few verses up, Jesus teaching them. He's saying, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. In other words, he's telling them, I have to go away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless, that he may abide with you forever. My God, see, the Lord knows we cannot live this life by ourselves. We are going to need the help, and the help of the Holy Spirit is powerful. I mean, actually really powerful. He's going to abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because they don't see him, they don't know him, and they can't receive him. But you'll know him because he's going to live in you. Because when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, his God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit comes to live and take up residence and abide within you. Praise God. Before he dwells with you, and not only dwell with you, the Holy Spirit shall be in you. Let me read something again here in Revelation. It's deep, but yet still it's the truth. Revelations, I'm talking about, did you know? Did you know this? Revelations 21:8. Revelations 21:8 is talking about what's going to happen to those that purposely says, well, you know, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. I don't believe, and I'm not going to live my life as a Christian. You can't go here. You don't do this, and no one's going to. People really tell you this. No one's going to tell me what to do with my body. This is my body. I do whatever I want to do with it. I'll watch whatever I want to see. I'll go wherever I want to go. I will say whatever it is I want to say. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You can. But let me tell you what the scripture says. See, again, God is not mocked. As a man soweth, so shall he reap. So here's what the scripture says. 21:8, Revelations. I hope you write these scriptures down. You can go back and study them for yourself. It said, but the fearful, the coward, the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, those that lend their bodies to unnatural affections. It said the abominable, the things that are abomination to God, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars. Didn't say some, or maybe a little lie, white lie, whatever. It said all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. What makes it so bad about that? There is no end to that. And you're eternally, eternally separated from God. My Lord. But we're not going there. If we take heed, he says, if a man loves me, he's going to keep my word. If a man loves me, he's going to present his body a living sacrifice for me. Amen. Unto me. Praise God. But let's talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit. And because, you know, when we lend ourselves to the Holy Spirit, we have hope. Because the Holy Spirit comes to lead and guide us and direct us. Amen. St. John 15, 26 and 27, it says, but when the Comforter is come, which is the Holy Spirit, whom I will send. Jesus says, I'm going to send a Comforter unto you. It's coming from the Father. Even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father. He shall testify of me. Oh, yes. He's not going to talk about himself, but he's going to talk about Christ. Praise God. Now I'm going to read St. John 16. I told you I'll be reading quite a bit on tonight because this is the Word of God. It's important to know the Word of God. Praise God. And you can learn this for yourself. You can follow the Word for yourself and then read and ask God for information and revelation of his Word. John 16, 13 through 15. Praise God. And then Jesus is talking here. He says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, talking about the Holy Spirit, is come, he will guide you unto all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Whatever he hears, whatever the Holy Spirit hears. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the third person in the Godhead. He is not an it. He is he. He's a he. He is a personality. Praise God. And so whatever he shall speak, and he will show you things to come so that you can know. The Spirit will guide you, direct you. That's why we acknowledge the Lord. He says, in all your ways, he'll direct you. Ask him. The Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of you, you can talk with him because he's living there. The Holy Spirit is there. It said that you shall abide with you forever. I just read that. Praise God. And then verse 14 says, he shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. That's what Jesus said, belongs to me. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. That's what the Lord thinks of us. That's how he says, we are now, he said, I'll call you friends. We are now the blood washed of Jesus Christ. We now have the Spirit of God living on the inside. Praise God. The Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How can we lose that when we have our mind made up that, yes, Lord, I will obey your word. I will walk in the light as you're in the light, that we can have fellowship one with the other. But it's so important to know the word of God. It, know those that labor among you. That's what the scripture says. Amen. We have to know that. So you may ask the question, well, tell me, how can I protect my body as the temple of the Holy Spirit? How can this happen? Well, did you know? How do you care for the temple of yours? This is your body is a temple. I'm just going to name a few things. It may sound simple, but it is. See, some people think, that's okay. I named a few things that were moral, immorality, and all things like that. But there's many other ways that we can defile our temple. We all need help. Nobody has it made. My God, I mean, some of these things I read here. You know, the enemy knows that, okay, maybe you're not going to go out there and commit adultery and fornication. There are some people that are sitting in churches still doing that. But my God, think about this. Here is the word of God. The Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So people hear it day after day, week after week, but yet they don't make a change. They have hardened their heart. They decided, okay, I still have time for whatever reason. Oh, I got time. I'll get it straight one day. We don't know how long we have. Not at all. No one knows. But here's some simple things that yet they can become like little small foxes, the Bible says, that destroy the vine. Maybe not a big apparent thing, but here you go. It says, don't skip on your sleep. Rest your body. Your body needs rest. Our bodies need adequate rest. Amen, somebody. Fuel your body with the right kinds of foods. Think about it. A car, a high-performance car, needs premium fuel in order to run its best. Well, how much more we need? We need premium things because why? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the temple of God. We are his resting place. We are his sanctuary. As I told you in the beginning, we are the sanctuary of God. Number three, exercise regularly. And I tell you what, I had to pray hard on this. I said, God, help me. And just, you know, I had a problem with starting and stopping. I would start exercising, then I'd get stopped in maybe a few weeks, and then I'd go back in it again. I just started praying, Lord, help me. Help me to do all that I can do to get my body in shape, to get my body in order where you would be pleased with me, when you can use me as you see fit. Oh, my God. This is some deep stuff here tonight, but yet and still, this word is talking to every single one of us. He says, if we defile our temple, that God would destroy it. We don't want God destroying our temple because, see, that's why we have his word. That's why we have the Holy Spirit, who to do what? To lead us, to guide us into all truth. Say amen to that. Amen. So exercise regularly. And thank the Lord, I've been asking to help me, and I've been getting up in the morning, and Pastor said to me, you need to do it first. Do it before you get busy in the day. Do it before, because sometimes I get busy, I'm working all day long, and then I'm too tired. At the end of the day, then I'm too tired to exercise. So whatever works for you, we need to do that. Listen. You might say, well, you know, my legs hurt me. I'm confined to a wheelchair, whatever. Do you know that there are exercises that for seniors that you can do sitting on a chair, and it will help you to exercise and do the things that you need to do? My God, we can do all things through Christ. Guess what? He'll give us the strength. Okay, just a few more. Manage your stress. The Bible's already told us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. He said, let your requests be made known to God. So in other words, there's so much, yes, we're going through. Yes, sometimes we feel like we're in despair, but we're not discouraged. But yet, we have to know how to cast those cares on the Lord. That's what he's saying. Manage your stress. Uh-huh. And one more, mind your mental health. Guard your mind. I said earlier, we can't let everything go in and out of our minds. We can't afford to sit there and just look at stuff. In other words, garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. But the Bible told us, his mind, whose mind is stayed on the Lord, God will keep you in perfect peace. And if God is keeping you in perfect peace, how can you lose your mind? How can it be distressed? How can you be stressed out? You don't know which way to go. I don't know which end is up. My God, God has given us his word. He's given us his Holy Spirit. Did you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? That's the word for tonight. Did you know that? Amen. My God. took a little bit of time to teach that, but yet still, you can read for yourself, you can read those scriptures. But right now we need to pray. My Lord, the time went by faster, but yet still we need to know that. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and mercies. Father, Father, we love you tonight. Father, we praise you. And God, we honor you. We honor your word tonight. God, our hearts are receptive to your word tonight. Fix us, Lord. Lord, fix us where we need to be fixed. Work on us, God. Strengthen us. Strengthen us in our spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for those who need motivation, those who need encouragement, those that might be down in the spirit, but God, lift them up. Your word is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. But Father, we want to thank you. We just thank you right now. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, even for this opportunity to minister your word. God, we all need help. And we thank you, God, for your mercies, your brand new mercies that you have given us, brand new every single morning. We need your mercy. We need your forgiveness. We need your strength, Father, because we cannot make it without you. We can't live this life without you, Father. We thank you for the Comforter. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. God, because it wasn't for your love for us, while we were yet sinners, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus. You took our place on the cross. It should have been us, Father, that we're persecuted. It was bruised. My God. But I thank you, Jesus. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And then the chastisement of our peace, it was all laid on you. It was all on you. For that we say thank you, Jesus. My God, we thank you, Lord. We have hope. We know that Christ in us is the hope of glory. So we want to say thank you. We ask for forgiveness, God. Help us, Lord, to come up higher in you. Help us, God, to even desire a closer walk with you. You said in your word that he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. And Father, on this line tonight, everyone that's listening tonight, I pray that you just encourage their heart. I pray, God, that they receive your word. I pray that your word has taken root in their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to be real, God. Lord, you know our hearts are real. Help us, God, to be strengthened in the spirit, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, in the inner man, strengthen us, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I just pray for those that on this line and also on our sick list. God, Father, just help them, Father. Strengthen them. Comfort them. Send your word and heal. Father, we know that by your stripes we are healed. Comfort, Lord, that lessen the pain. Strengthen, God. Oh, God, renew their health. Renew their strength. Give them strength to do your will. Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe in prayer. We thank you for this prayer line tonight. We thank you, Lord, for those who have called in. Strengthen their faith. Father, strengthen them in the name of Jesus, and we will bless your name. We will glorify you. We will thank you, God. We will glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you tonight. Father, we love you, God. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Father, we pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit covering over them. We pray the blood of Jesus over our children, our young children, our teenagers, our grandchildren. God, cover them from the attacks of the enemy. Help them to make wise decisions. Father, help them to hide your word in their heart. They're not too young, God, to learn your word. Help them to make a good choices, Lord, to serve you, Father. Help them, God. Oh, Lord, I know that you are a keeper. They can be kept if they want to be kept. I'm asking salvation for them. Oh, God, covering, God. Even, God, we come against and we pull down the strongholds of the enemy. They're trying to pull them in the way of darkness. Father, deliver them. Deliver them. Give them holy boldness to say no and to say no to what they know is not right. God, strengthen the parents that will teach them, instill your word in them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you would touch my throat because I got a little cold, but God, I thank you. I will take a swallow of water, but God, I just believe you. I believe you. I'm standing on your word. Praise God. I may have to take some water, but I still believe God, and I'm praying. I'm praying through this. We are praying tonight. We are agreeing tonight. The enemy don't want us to pray, but we're going to pray and believe God. Believe God for our children. I'm praying for them and the parents. It is a challenge. They are challenged. God is just so much out here, Father. But God, because we pray, you told us that if my people who are called by my name, if we would humble ourselves, if we would pray and turn from our wicked ways, you would hear from heaven, you would heal the land. Father, we ask that you continue to bless them, and we thank you for your word. We thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for every person on this line. We thank you, God, that you will increase their faith, increase them as they have a closer walk with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, all you on this line, give God the praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are in agreement with this word tonight. Give God the praise. Oh, yes. Amen. We need this word. We need this word tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We needed this word tonight. Glory, glory for your name. Glory, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And Lord, we praise you. Amen. Amen. So I thank you. Thank you so much for being on the line tonight. And you know, like I said, I've had allergies, a little cold crying, but that's okay. I was going to get through this tonight because the enemy don't want us to teach this word. The enemy won't want us to preach this word. But let me tell you what, it is time out for anybody playing church. If you can see the signs of the time, it's time to preach it just like it is. It's time to cry loud and spare not no matter who don't like it. Praise God. Yes. Because, see, when God has given you a word, you better preach it. You better teach it and look to the hills. That's where our help is coming from. All of our help is coming from the Lord. So we got to stand, and we know that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Again, thank you. Thank you for supporting this Dream Team prayer line. Thank you. And just continue to live as you would as in the light of in sight of God. Continue to be blessed. Continue to pray one for another because we need each other's prayers. So God bless you. We love you. Pastor loves you. I love you. And I look forward to seeing you all on Sunday. God bless you. And may heaven continue to smile upon you. Amen. Yes. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.